Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Mark Andrews met with the media for the start of Ravens OTAs in Owings Mills.
How's how we doing? Good to see y'all.
Mark, how do you feel coming back and the energy, the chemistry with Lamar is still intact? How do you feel?
It feels great. You know, he was throwing the ball extremely well today, and you know, there's a bunch of guys flying around. We've got a great team, a lot of players, and you know, the guys are working hard just being here for the last couple of weeks and seeing how hard guys are working and putting in that work, and I'm excited for it.
There's a lot of veterans here. You don't have to be here, obviously. What does that tell you about the...
Say it one more time.
I said there's a lot of guys here who don't have to be here. What does that tell you about this or attitude of this group?
I just think it's their focus. They're focused on getting better, and it's a bunch of guys that have incredible character and want to do the right things, want to get better, and want to be the best team possible. And you know, when you're putting a team together, that's what it's about.
Mark, first time.
I got you.
First time we've had a chance to speak to you since that playoff game. I mean, you've had a lot of time to absorb it, but after the game, what was going through your mind, and then the subsequent days after that, and all that you had to deal with.
It's tough, you know. It's you know, as somebody, this is my life. I put a lot of work into this, and you know, everything I do is kind of focused on that. Everything I think about is focused on that, and so you know, it wasn't the way that, you know, I'd planned it, and you know, but that's all part of the story. I've been using it, and I've had an incredible off season. And I'm excited to show what I can continue to do and continue to prove myself and step up in big moments. And, you know, that's the thing about sports is, doesn't always fall your way. Doesn't always go your way, but it's how you bounce back.
Mark, how do you sort of get over that moment and move past it? I mean, what did you do to do that?
Really just surround myself with good people. You know, not look at the outside noise and, look myself in the mirror, obviously. And, just know the type of player that I am, know the type of work that I put in. And, you know, as a professional, it's all about, you know, being able to move past it, but, you know, storing that in the memory bank and understanding that, you know, this is not the end. This is something that I'm going to work with. I'm going to get better and, improve and move on. Like I said, it's been a great off season for me. I've been, you know, working extremely hard. You know, I've kind of adapted some different things of, you know, health and wealth and all that good stuff. And I've learned from guys like Derek and stuff like that. Just trying to be the best pro that I can be to set myself up to be the best player that I can be.
Mark, did you fully expect to be back here? And I mean, going into last year, your deal, I mean, are you thinking about an extension? Like, I mean, where was your head with all that stuff?
It's not, you know, for me, it's, I think I've always talked about it. It's always, you know, just putting in the work and whatever the cards are played, they're played. But I focus on myself and this team and, you know, and let all the other stuff, you know, deal however it's going to be dealt with. But I'm extremely excited to be here. This is an incredible organization. I'm very thankful to be here for my eighth year. And, yeah, it's awesome to be here.
Mark, understanding that, is that something, however plays out, however those cards fall, is that something you'd like to have sort of figured out, I guess, one way or the other before you guys get into the start of the season?
You know, again, it's not, you know, for me to deal with that. You know, and I thought Eric had a great way of saying he's in the business of keeping great players. And for me, I think, you know, I'm a great player. You know, I think I've been able to do it at the highest level, you know, the best of the best for a long time. And I'm not slowing down, so.
I feel like you're an intense worker every off season. After the way last season ended, was it even a notch up even for you this off season? And how so? How is it different?
Just incorporating different things. You know, it's you know, as you get year by year, you finally start to realize, you know, the things that matter. And again, I've taken things from Derek and different guys that have helped me improve, and I feel like I'm in incredible shape, moving great, and you know, just being hungry like I always am. But you know, again, it's about taking from what you've learned from the year before and learning from your mistakes, memory banking that, getting better as a person, as a player, growing in my faith and all that good stuff. So that's what it's been about for me.
Mark, who helped you get through the weeks after the playoff game? Your teammates, family, friends, how did you process all that?
A lot of people. I've got a great support staff. You know, I have a beautiful girlfriend that's been with me, you know, through, you know, some downs, some ups, some from everything. And being able to go to her has been awesome. My family are, you know, just my ride or dies. And so just being able to surround myself, I got a bunch of nieces and nephews and all that good stuff. And just being able to go there, see them, that put a smile on my face immediately. But I got a great support staff, and I'm thankful and I'm blessed. You know, I continue to follow Jesus and you know, continue my faith in God, and I know things are going to work out, and just continue to put the work in, and good things happen.
Mark, I saw you talking to DeAndre Hopkins before the start of practice. What can the addition of DeAndre really help with this offense?
And he looks great. He looks really, really good. He's been making some big plays. And I think he's going to be great for offense, you know, just being versatile, have a guy that catches the ball extremely well, runs really fluid routes and knows the game well. And he looks like, you know, he's out here, he's flying around. He looks really good.
Mark, has the backlash from hell last season changed your relationship at all with the fan base, or maybe how you engage with it?
You know, for me, I've never been big on, you know, looking at outside noise, you know, and, you know, for as much bad as there is, those are people that are just in the room, you know, twiddling their fingers. But there's a lot of good people out there, a lot of great people that have shown support, and I'm thankful for that.
Mark, you mentioned Derrick Henry when you talked about some people that you've leaned on the team. Is there anything specific? What specific things has he said to you that you've really taken to heart?
No, you're gonna have to ask him. I just see it and I try to incorporate, because he's a man of many tools and talents, and so. There's a lot that goes into it, and trying to be the best that you can be, and he is, man. He's, if not the best running back of all time, and if you can learn from a guy like that that takes a beating year after year and continues to get better, good things happen.
Mark, we know that you guys have a great roster. You've had great seasons, great teams, great individual players. It obviously hasn't been able to come all together in January. What do you think has to happen for you guys to be able to push through and play your best ball in January?
Like I said before, it's learning from mistakes. And the beautiful thing is everybody that's here, we have a lot of guys that are coming back from last year, from the year before, and obviously, you know, in the years past. And so we've been able to learn a lot. You know, obviously, you know, wish we didn't have to, you know, go through that again last year. But we've added a lot of guys, too, a lot of guys that are flying around. And this team is incredibly stacked with incredible players. We have a lot of healthy competition going all around, which makes us better, drives us to be better. And this is going to be a dangerous team. I think that we keep our head down, we keep working, stay humble, follow God. And, you know, we're going to see what happens. You know, we don't, you know, play in January right now. We start right now and just focus on getting better every day.
Mark, you've been with Lamar throughout your whole career. What does it mean to have another shot at this together? You guys have been working this together this entire time.
We've been there's no one more hungry than Lamar and to winning, you know, ultimately that end goal. And so, just being around him, it's infectious. You know, just, you know, how driven he is, how focused he is, on the end goal. So, just feeding on that, you know, he's our leader. He does, you know, so many things, incredible, but the biggest thing about him is he's the type of teammate that he is. He's awesome.
Mark,
two more for Mark, please.
Something that Monken has added to the offense. The tight end productivity has been the best probably in NFL history the last 2 years. So 30 touchdowns and one interception. Talk about what he's added to the game that's enabled some of that.
Yeah, you know, Monk's a creative mind, and you know, he's always pushing us to be better. You know, run up to the line fast. All the little details that matter within a game, and you know, it makes a difference, because when you're on your details, when you're focused on the little things, those are the things that matter. And I think that, you know, him continue to push us, his creative mind, his calling the plays, you know, he's on the point, you know, at all times. So, you know, he loves what he does, and he's very focused. He's hard on himself, but, you know, he's incredible at calling plays and helping us, you know, get better.
Mark, I know you're in an interesting position where you've gotten close to Lakeland and Charlie over the years. Same contracts, essentially. You guys are all eligible for agency next year. Have you guys talked about that as a group? Is there an awkwardness about that at all?
No. You know, I think that, again, the type of guys that they bring in here, we have great dudes, and especially in the tight end room, it's a cohesive group. You know, I think that at the end of the day that we're all, you know, putting our best foot forward, working 100%, trying to be the best player that we can be, and you know, whatever, you know, everything plays out, it plays out. But extremely blessed to be in that tight end room with all the guys that we have, and I couldn't be more thankful for those guys, because every day we continue to push each other, get better, and, you know, it's been really fun.
Mark, close us out.
Yeah.
kind of off that a little bit with Isaiah Likely, what kind of you've seen out of him, maybe even towards the end of last season, and maybe a little bit you've seen within the offseason?
Yeah. I feel like I keep saying this, but it's the type of guy that they bring in here is continues to work, continues to get better. I think feel like year after year, you know, he's found another mode, another stride, and, you know, he moves incredibly well. And he's a guy that comes in here, and he's a great teammate. He's an incredible teammate, gets around all the guys, has fun, but, man, he's a baller.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, guys.